I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israel says it killed Hamas's top leader Thursday during a military operation in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Yahya Sinwar had long been Hamas's Gaza leader and took over the militant group over the summer after an apparent Israeli attack killed its previous leader. Sinwar was one of the chief architects of Hamas's attack on Israel nearly a year earlier.
Man's a terrorist. He has an awful lot of blood on his hands.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said some of it was American. Sinwar's death could be a heavy blow for the group, and it's also unclear what it might mean for efforts toward a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Even before becoming the top leader, Sinwar was believed to have the final word on any hostage release deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN's World Food Program says Israel allowed no food to enter northern Gaza for the first 2 weeks of October as the Israeli military waged a major operation there that is still ongoing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
WFP country director for Palestine Antoine Renard says the risk of famine in Gaza remains high.
Nearly 2 million people in Gaza still face the risk of famine, and that risk will persist unless all border crossings remain open and aid continues to reach those in need.
Meanwhile, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or the IPC, reports 86% of Gaza's population faces crisis-level hunger or worse. The findings come after the US warned Israel that it might cut off military aid if its ally does not do more to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Nigeria's president announced plans Thursday to review safety protocols for the transportation of gasoline after a deadly tanker accident and explosion killed more than 140 people. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
President Bola Tinubu's announcement comes in the wake of the petrol-tanker blast Wednesday in Nigeria's Jigawa state. A tanker crashed in the village of Majia and a short time later burst into flames, killing and injuring many who had gathered around the wreckage to scoop up spilled fuel. Tinubu said a review of transport protocols for gasoline will be carried out in partnership with various state authorities and that offenders of the new regulations will be punished. Energy expert Chukwudi Victor Odermi says the new measures are welcome but is skeptical about compliance.
It has to do with enforcement, and it's not actually about the laws because load limits have always been there, but it has never been enforced. So they have to do a lot of enforcement. I don't think it's in creating new policies.
Nigeria's 5,000 kilometers of oil pipelines are often prone to vandalism, and petrol suppliers mostly rely on tankers to transport fuel around the country. But due to poorly maintained roads and disregard for existing road measures, tanker accidents are common. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
An independent review into the first assassination attempt on Donald Trump found the U.S. Secret Service has become bureaucratic and complacent and needs reform. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
President Joe Biden's administration launched the probe, and the findings were released Thursday, which stated without change, incidents like that will happen again.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, Trump, who is the Republican candidate in the November 5th presidential election, narrowly escaped being shot in the head in Butler, Pennsylvania by a bullet that grazed his ear. The near miss exposed serious security gaps and led to widespread criticism of the Secret Service. Its director resigned over the incident. The investigative panel cited a lack of ownership by experienced senior-level personnel, a lack of cohesion in security planning, and a lack of clarity regarding who was in charge of the site. Recommendations include overhead surveillance for outdoor events with presidential candidates, and ensuring that at least one representative from the Secret Service and each state and local law enforcement agency are together at the communications hub.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.